Mishnayis Mesechta Zovim Perek Aleph Mishna Aleph Horoya Riyah Achat Shel Zoiv. If a man sees the first time Zoiv, one Riyah, so Beishamai says Kishemeris Yom Keneged Yom. The man has the same halacha like when a lady sees during her 11 days between one period and another period. During those 11 days, if she sees one day, she's told me that one day, and she has to watch out the next day to make sure she doesn't see again. So, Beis Shammai said the same halacha applies when a man sees one zoiv, which means it has a halacha of tumis. She has a tumas mishkaf omoishav. The same thing applies by riyah of an adam with the first zoiv. That's the shitas Beis Shammai. However, Beis Hillel says, Kebal Keri. No, if a man only sees one time the first day, it's only like a regular Bakeri. He only has a tumas until the Erev, but he's not tumas, he has no tumas, Mishkaf or Meshav. Ro'achas, what happens if a man saw one time Zoiv? Uvashen Hifsik, and the second day he did not see anything. Uvashlishi, on the third day, Ro'ashtaim, he saw twice. On the third day he saw twice. Zoiv. Or else, Oyachas Meruba Kishtaim, he saw one long time, one long Riyah, which is the time for two Riyas. It's considered like he saw twice. So, Beis Shammai says, Zov Gomer, he's considered a regular Zov. A regular Zov is when a man sees three times in a row, three consecutive days, and then he has Loch like a Zoiv, then he has Tumas Mishkav Moishav, and he also has Mechuyiv and a Korban. Beis Shammai says here also, since he saw the first day, even though he did not see the second day, but since on the third day he saw twice, it's mitzaref and it's called azav gomer. However, Beis Hillel says mitame mishkav moishav. True, he has a tumas mishkav moishav v'tzorach bias mayim chaim, and he has to go now to a mayim chaim, not just down to regular mikvah, but he has to be tovel in mayim chaim. But upotem in a korban, he's not mechuyev in a korban. He only like saw twice. That's the halacha of a man sees twice in a row. He has these halachas that he's toyin bias mayim chayim, and he has tumas mishkav moishev, but he's not mechuyev a korban. He's only mechuyev a korban if he sees 3 days straight, one after another. So here Beis Hillel holds, since he did not see the second day, he is not mechuyev a korban. On this, the Mishnah says, Omar Rebbe Loza ben Yehuda, Moedim Beis Shammai bozeh. Beis Shammai agrees in this case, Shein Ezov Gomer. In the case where he saw the first day, and the second day he did not see, even Beis Shammai agrees he does not become a Zov Gomer, he does not have to bring a korban. If so, V'yaman Nechluku, where do they argue? Al Horoya Shtayim, Oyachas Merubi Kishtayim, where on the first day the man saw two Riyas, he saw twice a Zoiv. Rosh, he saw one long Riyah, which has a Locha like two. Uvasheni Hifsik, on the second day he did not see at all. Uvashlishi Roachas, and on the third day now he saw once. So here it's a shayla that Beis Shammai Emre Beis Shammai says Zov Gomer. Here he's considered a Zov Gomer. Here it's better because the first day he saw twice. Since he saw twice, he has certain halachas like a Zav. He has Tumash Mishkaf and Moshev, and he has to now count Zayin Nekim. He has to count 7 days to make sure he saw. Then he could go to the mikvah. So since he has to count Zayin Nekim, now on the third day when he saw again, Beis Shammai holds it's mitzaref to give it a shame of three riyas. Therefore he's a Zav Gomer. Oh, Beis Hillel, when Beis Hillel says no, mitama mishkaf moishev, that's all. V'tzorach bias mayim chayim, but upotem in a korban. He's not considered a Zav Gomer, since he did not see 3 straight days. Therefore, he only saw the first day. He saw twice. So that's called like a Zav, that he's mechuyev, he has tumas mishkaf moishev, and he has to be tovel in mayim chayim. But for korban, Beis Hillel holds, he's potem in a korban. Mishnah Beis, Horoya Keri B'yom HaShlishi L'Sfira Zoivai. A man, let's say there was a Zoiv, he saw already 3 times in a row, and now he has to count 7 days, 7 Nekim, before he could go to the mikvah. Now after he already counted 1 and 2 days, on the third day now he saw Keri. He did not see Zoiv, which comes out from an Eiver Mace, but he saw regular Keri, Zera, that comes out from an Eiver Achai, where it comes hard. So Beis Shammai says Soiser Shnei Yom Shalafonov. The first 2 days that he started to count, we fall away, it doesn't help. He has to start counting over again. The Zionikim. Well, Beis Silo says no. Since he only saw Keri, he did not see Zoiv. It only takes away that 1 day, but he has already 2 days counted already. He only has to count another 5 days. Rabbi Yishmael says, Horoye Basheni, Soiser es Shelofonov. If somebody sees Keri the 2nd day of his Zionikim, so it takes away the 1st day counted before, and he has like nothing. Like Rabbi Shmuel holds, Beis Hillel would agree to this, that if he saw on the 2nd day, that it takes away the 2nd day and the 1st day. Rabbi Akiva says, Echad Haroye B'Sheni, like he argues and says, no, whether you saw the Keri on the 2nd day that he was counting as Einikiyim, V'Echad Haroye B'Shlishi, whether he saw it on the 3rd day, the 2 days before fall away. He can't count it. You have to start counting over again. Or Beis Silo says in both of these 2 cases, even when he saw now on the 2nd day, that Loisosar Eloyoma, you're only missing that day. But the 1st day that you counted for the Zionikim, that helps. You only have to count another 6 days. Umoidim, they both agree, Baroye Baravi, that if he first saw his Keri on the 4th day, after he counted already 3 days of Zainikiyim, Shlei Soser Eliyoyma, even Beis Shammai agrees, that after he counted already 3 days that passed by the days that made him into a Zav, now it's not Soser, if he saw Keri. It's only we don't count that day, but what he counted already is included to continue onwards. Now this is only Baroye Keri, where he saw Keri on these 3rd or 4th or 2nd day. Avolimro Zoiv, but let's say this person that was a Zoiv, now after during the Zainikim he sees Zoiv, a different type of a thing that comes out, then Afilu Yom Shvi, even if he saw it now on the 7th day of Zainikim, Sosaresh Lefonav, it takes away all that he counted, and he has to now start counting over again. Mishneh Gimel, Ro'achas Hayom. If a man saw one Riyah today, Ushtayim Lamochar, and the next day he sees twice, or else Shtayim Hayom, he sees twice today, V'yachas Lamochar, and once tomorrow, or else Sholosh L'Shloish Yomim, 3 straight days, each day he sees once, or L'Shloish Leilos, or else each night he sees once, and 3 nights in a row. He has raised a Zav Gomer. This is the case that a man could become a Zav Gomer. But the locher is, we said, of a Zav Gomer, if he sees 3 times the Zoiv, he has a Chiev to bring a Korban. Not only is he Tomei with the Thomas Mishkev and Moshev, but he has to bring a Korban. And the locher by a man is, anytime he sees 3 times, like straight, it could even be in 1 day, he could see 3 times in 1 day, or 3 times in 2 days, or 3 times in 3 days, when there was no interval, no stop for a day. But if there was a stop for 1 day, then we do not connect them. But as long as he sees 3 times, one after another, either in 1 day, 2 days, or 3 days, that's the Salach, he's called a Zav Gomer, he has a Chiv to bring a Korban. The Mishneh Dalet. Ro'achas, if he saw one Riyah, this man saw one Riyah of Zav, v'hivsik k'day tfilo b'sifuk. And then he stopped, he did not see for the time that he can go down to the mikvah to be tovel, besifuk, and to wash and to wipe himself. V'yachakach roshtayim, and then he saw another riyah. In other words, this is the shear to divide it up to make it into 2 riyahs. If you'll see once, and then right away you'll see a 2nd time, it's only considered 1 riyah. You saw like 1 time. How much of an interval do you have to have in between the 1st riyah and the 2nd riyah to make it called 2 riyahs? That's the shear of k'day tefila b'sipuk. How long will it take you to go down to the mikvah and to dry yourself? Now he saw 1 riyah, and then he had an interval of this amount of time. V'yachakach roshtayim. And then later, the same day, he saw 2 different riyahs, again with this type of an interval. So this will make him into a zav gomer. Like we said, learned before, even though he sees all 3 riyahs in 1 day, that also makes him into a zav gomer, they'll have to bring a korban. Or else after he saw this 1st riyah, he had an interval, and then he saw 1 long riyah, which is longer than this shear of k'day tefila b'sipuk, he saw straight for the length of time that he would be able to go down to the mikveh and dry himself. That's called he saw one, the length of Turias, or Rosh Shtayim, or else he saw Turias, or Yachas Merubah Kishtayim, or else he saw one long one that has the time like it would go down to the mikveh and dry himself, which is considered like Turias. Then Vehivsik De Tvilah V'Sipuk. Then he had an interval that he did not see anything for this amount of time that it would take him to go to the mikveh and dry himself. The Yachakach Ruachas, and then he saw another Riyah that day. So the kids said this is considered like he saw three times in one day, and therefore the Lokarias Harezez of Gomer. He is considered a Zov Gomer. Now this shear of Kedei Tefillah V'Sipug, that's the shear that it takes you to walk 50 Amos. The Mishnah Hay, Ro Achas Merubah Kesholosh. This man saw at one time a long Riyah. He's kept on coming and coming and coming. The time of three Riyas. Shehi, how long is this? Kimin Gad Yoin Lishiluach. How long does it takes a person to walk this place from this place called Gad Yoin until you come to the Mayan Shluch in Yerushalayim? Is Shehen Kedei Shtei Tfilus Ukishnei Sifugim, which is the length of two times to go to the mikveh and two times to dry yourself. So the kid said, this is the shear to see three times. Is Harezeh Zav Gomer? In such a case, the person becomes a Zav Gomer right away. He has to bring a korban, even though it's one long Riyah. But since there was an interval, it took the length of two times to go to the mikveh. So by one time going to the mikveh and being toivo, that's called a hefsik. That means the beginning and this end of that, like a Turias. And then when he had another interval, it takes the time that he go down a second time to the mikveh and dry himself, that makes another interval between the second Riyah and the third Riyah. So it's considered like he saw three times in one day. So the lacher is a Harezeh Zav Gomer. What about Ro Achas Merubah Kishtayim? He saw one long flow, long enough to make it into two. There was a time to go to the mikveh and to dry up. It took the length of walking 50 Amos. So Metama Mishka V'Moshev. That's the loch of a man only sees twice. So he has Tomei, he's an Ava Tumah, and he also makes the Tumah of Mishka V'Moshev. Whatever he sits on, whatever he lies on, also becomes Tomei. And V'Tzorech Bias Mayim Chaim. He has to go not stam to regular mikveh, but to Mayim Chaim, to a well water, running water. But Upotim in a korban, since he only saw two times, he does not have a chiyuv to bring a korban. Only after he sees three times, then he has the chiyuv to bring a korban. Now, Omer Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi says, Loi Omru Achas Meruba. It was only said that one long flow, one long Riyah, can be divided up. Elim came Yeshba Kadei Shalosh. Only if there's the length of two times to go to the mikveh and dry yourself. The length of 100 Amos. And then it's considered like three Riyas. Then he has a Chiyuv Korban. But if he only sees the length of 50 Amos, he does not hold, he could be divided up into two Riyas. It's only called one Riyah. And the Mefarshim say the Machlokes is Haradash in the Psukim in the Pasuk here by Zoyz Tiyatumas V'Zoyvoy Rav Zoroy Es Zoyvoy. Now Mishnah Vov Ro'achas Hayoyim. The man saw one time today V'yachas Ben Hashmoshes. Then he saw a second time but at the end of the day Ben Hashmoshes, in between the day and the night. Or else Achas Ben Hashmoshes, he saw once Ben Hashmoshes. And then V'yachas L'mocher. Then he saw a second time the next day. So it's like this: Im yodu, if you know, shemiksa suriya mehayoyim u'miksasa L'mocher, that if part of that riya that he saw like Ben Hashmoshes, for sure it started by daytime, and part of it went into the nighttime. So then vaday l'korban u'tuma. It's considered like he saw now three times, because the days are also mafsik, like he saw at the end of today. And then that Riyah went in to the next day. So he saw at the beginning of the next day. That's called like two Riyas. And then when he saw the third Riyah, that makes him into a Vadai Zav, that he has to bring a korban, and he has 100% Tumah. So that's the Chiddush here, that even though there was not a shear of walking 50 Amis in that Riyah, but since part of that Riyah was B'yoyim, and part of it was Balayla, that also makes it into two Riyas. So if you saw another one, it's called like you saw three times. What's going to be in Sofek if he has a doubt? whether Shemiksa Sariyam Hayoim, or Miksasa Lamochor, he has a doubt whether it was called he saw it by day, whether he saw it by night. So, Vada Latuma, Vesophic Lakorban. Since he for sure saw it two times, so he's Vada Fatuma. But for a korban, it's a suffix, therefore, when a suffix, he does not have to bring a korban. Well, the Rambam says he's maybe a korban, but it's ain't a nechel. We do not eat this korban, since it's a suffix, if he saw three times or not. What's going to be Rosh Shnei Yomim Ben Hashmoshes? He saw like today Ben Hashmoshes, and then tomorrow also he sees again Ben Hashmoshes. So, suffix latumo le korban. It's a doubt whether he's mechuyev, whether he has tuma, or whether he's mechuyev a korban. In other words, because since he saw tonight Ben Hashmoshes, it's possible that he saw at the beginning, which was called like today. And then when he saw tomorrow Ben Hashmoshes, maybe that Ben Hashmoshes, he saw at the end of the Ben Hashmoshes. So it's like the third day. So it could be that there was a complete day interval between the two Rias, therefore the Namat Starif, even Latuma. So it's a suffix here whether he has an Avatuma of Mishkav and Moshev or not. And it's also a suffix Le Korban, because maybe what he saw tonight, like part of it was by day, part of it was by night, so it's called like two Rias, and then what he saw the next day was considered like by day, so he saw a third Ria. So it's doubtful whether he has Tuma or whether he has a Chiv Korban. Now, what's going to be Achas Ben Hashmoshes? We saw one time Ben Hashmoshes. So, Sofak Latuma, it's a doubtful whether that really is considered like two times. Like, do we say he saw at the beginning of the, he saw like the end of the day and the beginning of the night? So even though it was one Ria, less than length of 50 Yamas, but still it's considered like two Rias. So, I'll have a Din Tuma on him. We'll have to go to the Mayim Chaim, I'll have Tumas Mishka V'Meshav. Or else maybe no, maybe the whole Riyah was considered by Yom, or the whole Riyah was considered by Lailo, so he's only like a Balkari, so therefore it's a Sofik Latuma. Yeah, Perek Esheni. Ha'kil mitamim beziva. Everybody has Tuma Ziva, any man. If Zav comes out from him, he becomes Tomei. And the Gemara says it's L'Rabbis, a Koten Ben Yomi, even a kid one day old. If Zav comes out from his body, he'll have Tuma Zav. Now the Chiddush is Af Hagerim, even a Ger, Af Hu Avodim, even a Nevet Kenani. Even though in the Pasuk it says Dabro B'nei Yisrael, still we darshan V'yamarto Alehim, that it comes to include even Gerim and even Evet Kenani. Now Cheresh Shait V'Kotten, the same thing, if a Cheresh, a deaf or dumb person, or else a Shait, a fool, or else a Kotten, a minor, sees Zoiv, he's there also Tami. Sris Adam, if a person made himself impotent, he was Msaris himself, or else Sris Chame, he was born that way. So the Chiddush is, even though they do not have Tumah Shich Vazera does not come out from them, but still if Zoiv comes out from them, then they will have a Tumah Zoiv. Now, Tumtum V'Yadrugnis, these are people that we have a doubt, what halacha do they have? So they have a halacha like an Ish, or like an Isha. A tumta means his mokam erva is covered up. We cannot see what is there. Rosh Andrugnis means he has both simonim. He has simon like an isha and a simon like a man. The locher is neistan aleihem chumra yish v'chumra yisha. The chumra to become tamei, we give them both chumras. That means mitamim bidom kisha. That if blood comes out from them in that mokam, they'll become tamei misafik. And if Zayiv comes out from them from the Mokum Ish, then Tumasim Besofik, they'll become Tamim and Hasofik. It's only a doubt because we're not sure what din they have. But let's say both comes out from them, let's say Dam comes out from them and Zayiv comes out from them, then for sure they'll be Tami. The Mishnah Beis B'Shiva Drochim Boidikim Es Hazov. We have to check out this man that saw Zoiv. We have to first check him out seven different ways. Because the pshat is, the posuk says, Ki yiye zav bebsaroi, means that the zav has to come out from his body by itself, and v'loi machmas oinus, not if something else caused it. So we have to check him out seven different ways to see if it's not one of these seven things that caused him to see the zav, and then it would be tahor. And it's Achla Nizkak Leziva. That means the before he saw twice, before he became a Tumah Zav, then we have to check him out. But Mashma, once he already saw twice that he has Tumah Zav on him, now the third time to be Mechayiv a Korban, then we do not have to check him out. And we'll soon see why. Now, what are these seven things to check him out with? But Michael, we have to see if he ate too much, or he ate special type of food that brings the day ziva, or else Bamishta, if he drank a lot, or he drank special like strong wine, or Vamasa, maybe carried something very heavy that made him Sizav, or Bekvitsa, maybe he was jumping, Bechayli, maybe he was sick, and that's what caused, he was hot, and that's what caused him to see the Zayv. Uvamara, maybe looked at a lady, he looked at an isha, and that caused him to see Zayv. Over here, or else maybe start to think about a lady, even though he did not see her, and also that could cause Zayv, and if these things caused him to see the Zayv, he would not have Tumas Ziva. So therefore we have to check him out first. Now, here we're actually raw, let's say he thought about a lady, even though he did not see one. Or else Oishiro actually here, or else he looked at a lady, even though he did not think about her. Any one of these two things could cause him to see Zova, and therefore he would not have Tumazav. Rabbi Yudu says, Afilu ro behema chai v'yoif, misaskim zeh mzeh. Even if this man saw, or like only saw animals, chai and a knife, he saw the animals living together, if he saw them, so that could also bring him l'day hero, to bring him l'day ziva. Afilu ro big day tsevo isha, even if he only saw colorful dresses of a lady, not even looking at the lady, just the fact he saw the dresses, that could also make him come l'day ziva, and he would not have tumazav. Rabbi Akiva says, Afilu ochal kol Michael, any type of food that he ate, may also cause him to see Zova. Not only if he eats a special food that the Tanakhama holds that makes his body hot, that can make him see like eggs or milk, but if he keeps holds any food he eats may cause him to see Zov. Bein ro, bein yofa, whether it was bad food or good food. Vishosa komashka, and any type of drink that he drank. Then we have to check him out. If he drank anything before he saw the Zov, also he would not become Tomei. If so, Omrullah the Chum said back to Rabbi Kiva, if so, Ein kan zovim miyata. According to your pshat, you'll come out never find a zav. Like everybody drinks or eats. Omrullahem, so Rabbi Kiva answered back and said, listen, Ein achrayis zovin aleichem. It's not up to you, like it's not your achrayis. You do not have to worry if there won't be any zovim. Ein achnami, it will be very hard to find a zav. So what? You have no achrayis to go make a zav. Now, Mishaniska, again, the Mishnah explains now, Mishaniska Kleziva, like once this person saw already twice, he saw two riyas of Zayif, and he has Tumazav on him, just he doesn't have to bring a korban yet, and the Boit Kinoisai, we do not have to check him out. For the third riya, we do not have to check him out. Oinsoi Usveiko Vashikh Vazera Timeim, like even though it's a doubt if maybe the Zayif the third time came out, Machmasoinis, or a Sophic, maybe the Sheikh Vazera caused it to come out, still, we say he's Tomei, he has to bring a korban. Why? Sharaglayim ledover. Because there's a raglayim ledover, like we see, we have something to show us that he is a zayv. That since he already saw twice, therefore that's a raglayim ledover, more or less makes us think for sure that the third time he sees, it's called a regular zayv. Ro riya rishayna, when he sees his first riya, boit kemoisei, we check him out. Because if it only came Machmas Oinus, this would not be Mitztarif to the second Riyah, it would not make him Tomei. Even though the first time he sees is not worse than Sheikh Lazera, he has Tumas Erev like one day, but the difference is, if it was only Machmas Oinsoi, and then he sees it a second time, he would not have Tumas Zayv. But if the first time was a good Riyah, then when he sees a second time, he would become a Zayv. Therefore, after the first time, you have to check it out. When he sees a second time, also we have to check him out to make sure that Riyah came Machmas Atzmoy and not Machmas Oinus. But Bashlishis, again, when he sees a third time, ain't Boit Kenoisai. Then we do not have to check him out. But it's Raglayan Ladovar, that'll be Tommy anyway. However, Rabbi Eliezer says, Af Bashlishis Boit Kenoisai. Even the third time, also we have to check him out. Bevneha Korban. In other words, the third time is Mechayev you the Korban. So he holds, even the third time, we have to know clearly you saw Machmas Atzmoy and not Machmas Oinus. However, the look is not like Rebbe Leza. Once we checked out the first two Riyas, we do not have to check out the third Riyah. Mishneh Gimel. Horoye Keri. If a man sees Keri, let's say even after he saw already one time Zayv, now the second day he sees Keri, or at the end of that day he sees keri, zalochar is eino mitama beziva mi'es li'es. The next 24-hour period, even if he sees zav, he doesn't become tummy because of it. Because since he saw keri first, we say it's the shichva zera that caused him later on to see the zav. So it's not called machmas atzma, that's also called machmas oinus. So Mishnah is saying that when you see keri, for the next 24 hours, you cannot have a riyah of zoiv, you will not become tummy. That riyah would be considered machmas oinus. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Rabbi Yossi says no, not a 24-hour period, but only that day. If you saw keri, if you saw Sheikh Vazer in the morning, so the rest of that day, if you see again zoiv, it will not be considered a riyah. But if you see zoiv at night, that would be metamiyu. What about goy shiroa keri? A goy, not a Jew, saw keri by day, v'nizgayir. Then the next hour he became a Jew, he was nizgayir. So miyotu matama v'ziva. If right after became a Jew, then he saw ziva, he would become tami. Even though before in the day he saw zoiv, he saw keri, but since he changed over now to become like a new person, become a Jew, his body starts over again. So therefore, if he sees zoivs now, he would make him, it would be called a good first riya to make him tami. Now the Mishnah goes to explain another few different cases that also has a loch of me'es leis of a 24-hour period. So first it says haroya dam. It means an isha that sees dam. So we had the first Mishnah in Nida that midrabbanan, all the tyrus that she touched the last 24 hours become tummy. That's called haroya dam. The tumma that she has now midrabbanan starts 24 hours ago, and it's nogei to tyrus. Any tyrus that she touched, she makes them tummy. V'hamakasha, that's a loch of an isha, is going to give birth, and she has her labor pains. So if she sees dam then, if she's in the middle of a ziva, and she sees dam then, so that riya is not matamha. Because we say it's the labor pains that cause the dam to come out. But let's say first she had labor pains, and then it quieted down for 24 hours, so then we see the dam that came out was not because of the vlad, therefore she would have a tumas zover on her. If a master hits his evid and like kills him, so the pasuk says you have to wait a day or two. If he doesn't die within a day, then the master is potter. What's called yom yomayim? So Mishnah says that's meis li'eis, a 24-hour period. If when you hit him 9 o'clock in the morning, we have to wait till 9 o'clock the next morning. If he does not die by then, even though he dies later on, you're potter from Isa. Now, kelev she'ochal b'sar ha'meis, a dog that ate, let's say, a kezias worth of meat or from a mace. Now, this basar ha'meis has tumor on it. Now that it's kelev ate it, the chiddush is that shloisha yomim mi'es leis hareyu kibriyosai. Even though it stayed in the stomach of the dog for 3 complete days, still it's considered b'sar ha'meis. It's not like disintegrated yet. And an afkamina, let's say exactly at the end of these 3 days, you'll cut open the dog and get out this basar ha'meis, it'll still have tumor on it. However, it stays a second later after 3 24-hour periods, then we'll say that basar ha'meis changed over and it will not have tumas meis on it anymore. Mishneh Dalet. Hazov mitamayes ha'mishkov b'chamisha drochim. There are 5 ways how a zav makes his mishkav tomei. This mishkav ha'moshav means a bed or a chair. When a zav will soon see does one of these 5 things, so the mishkav and the moshav, his bed or his chair, they become an av hatumo that they could be metama odom v'kelim. So how does the mishkav become tomei? So Mishnah says letamei odom letamei begodim, that this mishkav becomes an av hatumo, the bed becomes an av hatumo that it could be metama person, it could be metama begodim. How? Oimed. If the zav stands on top of the bed, yoshev, if the zav sits on the bed, shoychev, if the zav lies on the bed, nisle, if he's hung up by the bed. So the Mefarshim said of shat is that you have a scale, and on one side of the scale you put the bed, and on the other side of the scale is the zav. And if the bed presses down harder, so therefore the zav is like being totally like hanged up by the bed, then the bed also has a tumas mishkav on it. Nishan, or else if just the zav leans on the bed, just nishan, that also makes the mishkav or moishav into an avatuma. Now, the Hamishkav, after you have this bed or the chair, whatever the Zav sits on, when it becomes an Avatumo, it's Mitame the Odom, Bishivat Rochim. In 7 ways does a man become Tomei or Kaili become Tomei from this Mishkav. That says Latame Begodim also, that it's Mitame the Begodim also. And that's Oymed, if a man stands on this chair, Yoshev, if the man sits on the chair, Shoichev, the man lies down on the chair, Nisle, also if he's hung up, if he's pulled up by the chair, again, if you have a scale, and the chair is on one side, and the man is on the other side, and the chair weighs down, so therefore the man is like being hung up because of the chair, he also becomes Tomei. Venishan, if a man just leans on the chair, and the another chiddush here is pemago v'masam. If a man just touches the bed, he becomes tamei. Mashenkein, when the zav first makes the mishkav, it's not enough just that he touches the bed. He has to do one of these other 5 things. But when the bed is already tamei, now if a man just touches it, or also v'masam, also if he picks up the bed, with this alone he becomes tamei. All right, turn over. Gimel, Mishnalef, Hazov v'hatohor sheyoshvu basvina. A person that was a Zov and another person that was Tor was sitting together in a small ship. Oy biasto, or on a raft. Oy sheroch v'agav behemer, they were riding on top of an animal. Zafal pi shem bigdeyim noigim, even though the Tor, his clothing does not touch the Zav, still hareyelu tmeya medris. Still the person that's Tor becomes like an avatomo. He has a Tumas Medris, because the same most probably the Zav, like, did sit on top of his clothing, was Doras over him. Therefore, his begotten become like an Afatum, comes the Medras Hazav. What about Yoshua al Hanes? Let's say they're both sitting on a board, Al Hasafsal, on a bench, Al Hagoshis Shamita, on the frame of a bed, the Al Haachloinus, on a pole. So, Bizman Shei Machirin, when they're not tight, when they move around these things, or else, Olu Bilon Shekoichara, both the Zav and the Tor climbed up a tree that the tree itself was very weak. It's not such a strong bark. Or else, the Sukai Shekoichara, they both were on a branch that the branch is very weak. Bilon Yofa, even though this branch is on a strong tree, but since the branch itself is weak. Or else, the Sula Mitzrael, they went up a small ladder. So, Bizman Sheinam Kavua Bimatmer, when these things are not knocked down with a nail, they're not tied in tight. In other words, these things do shake. Or else, ala kevis, they're going up a plank, v'yala kura, on a beam, v'yala delos, or a door. Again, bizman shenem asuyim betit, if these things were not cemented down, are not very tight, the kids said they move around, so then tumeim, then we say the Torah does become tummy. And here tumeim, he does not become an avatumma, but it's only a shal of hesed. So we say maybe the zav, like, moved the tummy. And therefore, if a Zav is Mesit on a Tor, he makes him into a Rishon L'Tumah here. However, Rabbi Yehuda Mitar, in his last case, Rabbi Yehuda holds the Tor person is still Tor, because he's not afraid, maybe the Zav was Mesit, maybe the Zav pushed this man. Mishnah Beis, Magifin Oy Poischin, a Zav and a Tor together, if they both either open the door, or else the Magifin means they both close the door, so they're also Tumeim. The Chomer and the Chom say, Achihei ze megif v'ze poseich. They only told me, if let's say the Zav was closing the door, and the person that's Tumeim was trying to open the door. Then they're like pushing one against the other. That's called the Hesed, a push of the Zav that makes you Tumeim. The Chom say, no, even if both the Zav and the Torah together are opening the door, also we're afraid maybe the Zav was Mesit, like pushed the Torah, therefore the Torah becomes Tumah. We'll see exactly in the end of the Mishnah what type of a Tumah he really has. Now, Malin Zeh Zeh Min HaBor, let's say one is picking the other one up out of a bor, either a Zav is picking up the Torah, or else the Torah is like raising up the other one, so they're Tumah. But since one is picking up the other one, either it's like Nisa, or else it's like if the Zav is picking up the Tor, then he's telling him to Sheheseto, it's like he pushed him. And the opposite way, if the Tor is picking up the Zav, then he's telling him Mishum B'Masa is like carrying him. However, Rav Yehuda Omer, Rav Yehuda says, Achiyaya Tor, Mal Es HaTomei. He's only Tomei if the Tor, the one that's Tor,
is picking up the zav. That's like nisoy. Mavshilin bechavolim. They're allowed to, if they were twisting rope together, so they also become tamei. Only if they're twisting that one is twining one way and one is twining the other way, like opposite forces, that's called hesed, you are pushed by the zav. But if you're both going the same way, you'll be tahor. Or again, what's going to be if they were weaving together? Bein ba'imdim, where they're both standing, bein b'yeshvim, where they're both sitting. So they're tamei, or teichlin, or else they're grinding together. So both they both the Torah becomes tummy. Rabbi Shimon mitayir bekulam. Rabbi Shimon says no. In all these cases, he's Torah. Chutz min atechlin b'rechaim shayod. Only if he's grinding in a hand, the grinder. Then we say that touch to one another. There's a hesed there. Now porkin min achamor. They're allowed if both of them together took off bundles from a donkey or a turnin, or else they're both putting on bundles together. Then the Torah's tummy, again, we're afraid he was pushed by the Zav. Bizman shemasa kovit temeim. This is providing that it was heavy bundles. If there were heavy bundles, then we say that the Zav was mesit, like pushed the Torah, therefore he's tummy. But bizman shemasa on kal, if the bundles are light, then the Torah remains Torah. Now, v'chulon, all these halachas, now Mishnah, Torahim lebnei ha-knesses. It's Torah, this person is still Torah, like to go home and eat chulin b'tayra. For his own chulin, then we can be mekel. Since there's only a sophic hesed here, and it wasn't the real hesed, therefore for your own chulin, you can be mekel. U'temeyim l'truma. It's on in the gay of this chumah midrabonin, that for truma, your tomei, you cannot eat truma. Mishneh Gimel. Hazov v'hatohor sheyoshvu b'simine g'dolim. If a person that's a Zov and a person that's Torah was sitting together on a big ship, now we'll explain Ezelhi Svina Gadoila, what's considered a big ship. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol She'enu Yechoyla Lohomet Bodom, that when a person goes on the ship, it does not move, it does not shake because of the person. So here, the Torah remains Torah. Or else, what's going to be Yoshua Al Haneser? They're both sitting together on the same board, like we had the mission before, Ras Al Asafsal on the same stool. Al Hagoshes Shamita on the same frame of the bed, the Al Hachloinus on the same pole. But here, Bizman Shena Machirin, if they do not shake, they're tight. So here they remain Tahor. Even though before we had that the Torah becomes Tamei, that's before they're weak, they shake. So therefore it's like Hesed. But over here that they're very tight, he remains Tahor. All Ubilo Jekoicha Yof, what's going to be if they both went up a tree that's a strong tree, or else the Seicha, they're on a branch. Shekoicha Yof, it's a strong branch, or else a Vesulim Tzari, that's a big ladder, or else a Mitzri, even a small ladder. Bizman Shu Kavua B'masmer, when it's tight with nails in, or else Al HaKevish, they went up a plank, Al HaKerv on a beam, Al HaDelos on the door, Bizman Shein Asuyim B'tit, when they're made very tight, they're cemented in, Afilo Mitzadechad, even though both of them go up the same side, still to Torahim. The Torah remains Torah, here there's no Hesed, there's no maga, therefore remains tor. What's going to be hator makeres hatome tor? Let's say a person that's tor hits the zav, so he remains tor. At least his clothing is tor. It could be that he touched the zav, he may become tomei because he moved him. But call upon his clothing is tor. But what's going to be the opposite way? Hatome makeres hator. Let's say a person that's a zav went and hit a person that's tor, then tomei. The person that's tor now becomes tomei. Why? Because if the Torah would dodge, I can go away, the Tomei would fall down. Therefore, was considered he's up because of you. It's like Nishan on you. So since he's leaning on you, therefore you become Tomei, even your begodim are also Tomei. Perek Dalet. Rabbi Yeshua says, Nida sheyoshvim ha-Torah b'mita. If a lady that's a Nida and another lady that's Torah, they sat together on the same bed. So then, kippa shebroisha tomei midras. Even the kerchief on top of the head of the one that's tor now has tumas medras. It's sitting like the nida was medras sitting on top of them. We're talking about a bed that shakes. So since it shakes, it's sitting like the nida was on top of them. What's going to be Yoshua besino? They were sitting in a small ship that also shakes. So then again, kelim shebroish haneis shebesvino tomei medras. Even the kelim that are on top of the other side of the ship, haneis means where the sails are, they also become tummy. Again, it's a tumas medras. What's going to be noiteles areva malei begodim? She takes a throw or basket full of clothing. So bizman shemasin covered. If it's a heavy basket, tameim, then all the clothing become tummy inside. It's sort of like it was medrash. Like since the clothing is so heavy, so it's sort of like she was the lady was nishanis. She was like leaning on it. Therefore, they all become tummy. But the zman shemas and kal, when it's light, it's not such a heavy basket, then the clothing remains tor. Zav shehikish al ha tsutsro. A zav that hit against like a wall, a balcony, for nofal kikil shatruma, and there was a bread of truma on top of it, and it fell down, tor, that the bread still remains tor. We're talking about it was a strong balcony, so therefore it's not called it move because of the kayach of the zav, therefore it remains tor. Mishneh Beis. Hikish al hamorish. If the zav hit the morish, that's a big beam that the rest of the house stays on. Or else al hamalbein, that's a beam on the bottom of the floor, that's like a square. Al hatsinor, that's on the water duct. The al hadaf, or else a beam sticking out of the wall. Afal pishu osu bechavolim. Even though these things are only tied down with string, still these things are called attached and steady. Therefore, it does not become tummy. Al ha-tarno, let's say the zav gave a bang on a novin, the al hayom, that's the teva, the basket underneath it that holds the flour, the al rubul, that's the bottom part of the mill, the al chamor shorachayim shoyod, that's the bottom wooden platform that the hand millstone stays on, or else the al saw shorachayim shozesim, that's a big mid gedela saw, it's a big measurement, that's kavua, that's set into the ground. That they crush, they grind olives in this. Is Rabbi Yossi says, Af al keres habalonim, even on the beams that they, by the base americas that they used to sit on, also tor, all these things, even though the zav hits it, still it remains tor. Like even though the zav hit one of these things and there was a kikah shaltrum on top of them and the kikah fell off, still that kikah remains tor. Because since these things are kavua, it's called koichem yofa, because it does not fall because of the zav. Like it's not called the koich of the zav itself. It's called like the zav just made this thing shake. And it's the shaking of the thing that caused it to go off. Therefore, they remain tahor. Yeah, Mishneh Gimel. Heke shaladelos. Again, if the zav knocked against the door, and again, there was a kikar on top of the door, and the kikar fell off now because of his knock. Or else al hamanol, it was on the door bolt, or else, I mean, al hanegra, that's the door bolt, the al hamanol, that's on the lock, or else al hamoshra, that's on the oar of a ship, the al hakela, the al hakelis, that's the framework under the millstone, the al ilon shekoichara, or else on a tree, that is very weak, the al soika shekoichara, and, or else on the branches, that's weak, al ilon yofa. Alilon Yofa means even though the tree itself was strong, but since these branches are weak, we'll soon see therefore they do become tummy. What about Asula Mitzri, a small ladder, Bizman Shainim Kavua B'masmer, when it's not tied down, but with nails? Al HaKevish on the plank or on the bridge, Al HaKur on the beam, Al HaDelos on the door, Bizman Shainim Asuyim B'tit, when it's not made cemented down, it's not so tight. Then Tameim, then when the Zav knocks on these things, that's called the good hester. It's called he shaked it, and therefore the things fell off because of his koyach. Therefore they become tummy. What about al ha-shido al ha-teva v'al ha-migdo? If he knocked against a chest or a box or a little tower, so then tameim. Tanakam holds still its tummy. It's called hesed ha-zav. Reb Nechemya, Reb Shimon Metarim Beilu, they say, no, these things are much stronger, are bigger, therefore they do not move because of the koyach of the Zav. Therefore, they're still a Torah. Gemara in Erevin is mashmak exactly what the machlokes here is. It's a koyach shayla. What's the loch of koyach of a hesed? Mishneh Dalet. Zov shehoyu mutal al chamisha sarsolim. A zav that was lying over five different like stools. Oy al chomesh pundios. Five different like bags, a money bag. Lorkons. If the zav was lying according to the length of them, then to mayim. Because then most of the zav was upon each one of them, therefore they become tummy. Atumas Mishkav. l'rochbo, let's say it's only lying across the width of them, then Torim, we do not consider the Zav upon most of the, like the roiv of the Zav is not over it, therefore they do not have a tumas mishkav, or moishav. Yoshan, let's say the Zav was sleeping, and Sofek Shinesapach Aleyen is a doubt whether he, while he was sleeping, rolled over them, then Temeim. Them in a Sofek, they become Tomek. It was very possible the whole Zav rolled over them, the robe where the Zav was on it, they have a Tumas a Mishkav. Let's say the Zav was sitting on six different chairs, lying on six different chairs. Shtei Yodav Ashnayim, two hands on two chairs. Shtei Raglav Ashnayim is 2 feet, one apiece on each chair, 2 feet, two chairs. Rosh Alechad, his head was on one. Gufi Alechad, the rest of his body was on one. Same Tommy Elizesh Atachas Aguf. The only chair that has a Tumas Maso, is a Tumas Moshav, is only the one that's under his body. Like we said, there's only Tumas Mishkav or Moshav if Rove of the body is on it. Oymed Ashneki, so let's say he's standing on two chairs. We have a Shimonim and Rechaikim Zemizet Torim. They're both far away, then they're Tor. Because then the Pshat is, since the two chairs are like far away, so neither of them has a Rove of the Zav. If the two chairs are close one next to another, then sometimes he stands like on 1 foot, so his whole weight is on one. But here where they're separated, so for sure 2 feet are on both, are on each one of them, therefore there's no roiv of his weight on either chair, therefore they both remain tohor.
Mishneh Hei. Eser taliyos zu agazu. If there are 10 talises, one on top of another. Now, yoshen agabe hel yoin, if the zav, a man that's a zav, is lying down on top of them, the locher is kulum tameis. This is the loch of, so you all have tumas medris, every one of them is like a nafatuma. What about hazov bekaf moisnai? If the zav is on top of a, on one side of a weight, the scale, or mishkav moishav kenegdin, let's say there's a chair or his bed on the other side of the scale. So korah hazav, if the zav is moheviyah, comes down, then tohirim. Then the other ones do not have a tumas mishkav moishav, since they're not like holding up the zav. Therefore, their Torah b'toras nafatuma. However, tumas hesit, they do have, they do become a rishon l'tuma. What about korahain? Let's say the chair or the bed is heavier than the zav. It's korah, it pulls down, it pulls up the zav. Then tameim. Then they have a tumas medris nafatuma, because the zav is like they are holding up the zav. Rabbi Shimon says, b'yechidi tameh. If there's only one bed on the other side pulling up the zav, then it's tameh. Ovim rubim, if we have a few of them, then tor shein echad noiseyas rubim, because neither of them is holding up roiv of the zav. The tumas medris is only if a chair or a bed is holding up roiv the majority of the zav. Mishnah vov, hazov bekaf moiznayim. If you have the zav, this man is on one side of the scale of the weight. The oichle no mashke mekaf shniyah. On the second side is just food or liquid. Tumeim, they become tummy. No matter which side is higher, but there's a tumas hesit. Like they are being moved because of the zav, therefore they become a rishon l'tuma. Uve mace, let's say there's a mace on the kaf moiznayim on the scale, then hakil tor viola tor. By a mace, there's no halacha of moshe, of hesed, of just moving it, not in direct contact. Now, zeh choymer bizav mi b'mace. These are the things that a zav is more chuma than tumas mace. And you should know also, v'choymer b'mace mi b'zav. There are certain things that a mace is more chumer than a zav. Now, first we're going to explain the first part of it, that the zav, tumas zav, is more chumer than tumas mace. Shehazav oise mishka v'moshe metachtov. Like any time a zav sits on something that's ruggled to sit on, or to lie on, he makes them to an avhatum called tumas mishka v'moishev. Letami odim letami begodim. That this mishka v'moishev is like an avhatum, it's metam and odim and metam v'kelim. V'yal gabov midaf. And whatever is on top of the zav, that has a tumas madaf, which means a tumas kal, which is letami echle namashkin. Only the echle namashkin become tame. In other words, it only makes like a rishon l'tuma. And the reason is because only what's underneath the zav has a tumas mishka v'moshev, not what's on top of the zav. Ma'ashein ha'meis metame. These things does not have a tuma by a meis. Now, choymer b'meis, a meis does have a chumra. She'ha'meis metame b'yoil. If you have a meis in an oil in a room, and there's a roof over it, so anything in the room becomes tame. When a mace is metame somebody, it's tame for 7 days.
Mashrein Azav Metami. Zav is not Metami for 7 days. Mishneh Zayin. Hoye Yoshev Agabi Hamita. If the Zav was sitting, lying on top of a bed, now the Arba Taliyas Tachas Abba Ragli Hamita. Underneath all four legs, there were four different talis under each one of them. To the locher is Timaeus, the real Tomei. Because the bed cannot stay up just on three legs, it has to have four. So therefore, every one of them is like sitting holding up the zav. Therefore, they all have a tumor on them. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's not said all of them are holding up the whole mace, or the whole zav. Therefore, neither of them is holding up rave of the zav. Therefore, he holds the real Torah. What's going to be if the zav was riding on top of an animal? The arba taliyos tachas arba ragle behema. On the each leg of the animal, there's a talus. So tohurus, you should know here, all the talus are tor. Because here the animal for sure could stand up just on three legs. Therefore, it's not considered the roiv of the weight of the zav is upon either one of these talus. Therefore, the roll tor. What's going to be hoisa talus achas tachas teyodayim? One talus was under two hands. Tachas shtei reglaim under the two, or else under the 2 feet, or else tachas yad v'rogel under the front, one hand and 1 foot. Then tameya, because for sure you need at least two. You need like these to hold up the animal, the zav. Therefore, 2 regals, that's sort of like rave of the zav is held up by them. Therefore, this beggar is tummy. Rabbi Yosi says hasus metama v'raglof. Yosi holds a sus the horse. The main weight to have that keeps it up is the back, the feet. Therefore, if you have under the feet, it's tummy. The chamor by a donkey biyodav. The main thing that holds up the chamor is his front, the 2 feet, the 2 hands. Therefore, that's what's metama if kalim are underneath it. Shem mishenes hasus haraglav, which he holds, a sus, a horse, keeps itself up, right, mainly because of its front or back legs. Of course, it needs the front ones also, but the main strength it has is from the back ones. Well, mishenes hachamor ayodav, and what keeps up the chamor mainly is his front hands. Yoshav akiris beisabad. Let's say the zav sat on top of the kaira, the beam that they used to press down on the olives. So kelim sheba okel tameim. All the kelim then this okel are all become tummy. As all the kelim then the olive press become tummy. Al hamach beishakayvish. Let's say the zav is sitting on top of the beam that let's say a cleaners use to iron out the clothing, to press down on the clothing. So kelim shatach tov terim. The kelim underneath it, they're all tor. Why? Because the Zav is not Machpat Aleim. Since he's sitting on the Machpat itself, the Kelim underneath it do not become Tami. However, Rav Nechemi says, yes, Kelim underneath it is also Tami. Because according to him, it's considered that he's sitting on the side of the Machpat, he also puts his weight upon the Kelim, so they're called the underneath the Zav, that they do have Tami, they are Tami. Yeah, Perakei. Hanageya bezav, whoever touches a zav, or shazav nageya boy, or if a zav touches you, hameset is a zav, if you move the zav, or shahazav mesitzoy, or if the zav moves you, so you're tummy. This says in the Torah. However, the chiddush is that metama oichlin umashkin uklishete pamagoy, that calls a man like you're touching the zav, if you go now and you touch food, or you touch a kli, shetef means a kli that can go into the mikvah, in other words, not a kli cheris, you're metama them. But not if you only carry them. If you're only carrying the kelim, even though you're touching the zav, you are not metama the kelim. This is the klal Rabbi Yeshua said. That calls the man when you're touching the zav. So it's metama you and metama your begodim. Is metama oichlin umashkin yeschilo. When you touch now food, you make them into a rishon tumah. And v'ha yadayim, if you touch somebody else's hand, liyo shnius, you make them into a sheni tumah. But v'ena metame lo yodim. Even though you're touching the zav, if you now touch another man, you are not metame another man. V'loi kli cheres, not an earthly kli. L'yachah prishosoi mimetamov. After you stop touching the zav, then you're like a rishon l'tuma. Therefore, metame mashkin liyeschila. That's a din de rabbonin, that even though you're a rishon l'tuma, if you touch mashkin, you make them into a rishon l'tuma also. But v'oichlin v'ha yodayim liyeshnias. If you touch food now, or you touch somebody else's hands, you only make them into a sheni. V'yeinim etam v'godim, and you're not metam v'godim, because you're not an avatumah, you're only a rishon l'tumah, and a rishon cannot be metam v'godim. Yeah, Mishneh Beis. V'yoid klal achar omru, they said another klal. that kol hanisa agav azov, anything that's carried on top of the zav is tummy, becomes an avatumo. The kol shazav nisolov, anytime the zav is on top of this thing, tor, underneath it is tor. Chutz min erol mishkav l'moishev v'hodom, only something that's fit that the zav should be sitting on. Then it has tumas mishkav l'moishev, and an odom also. Nodon that carries up a zav is also tummy. Case, what's the case? It's boyer shel zav tachas hanidvach. Let's say the zav put his hands underneath a wall of stone, and hator malmalin, and the tordic person is on top of the stones. So it comes out, he's like on top of the zav. Therefore, metama shnayim, he is metama a rishon and makes a rishon into a sheni. In other words, the man now is considered like an avatuma, who pays a lechud, and the sheni even makes a shlishi petruma. Perish. Let's say the man goes off the stone, then metama echad, he's only like a rishon letuma. Therefore, he only makes one more sheni letuma. But the sheni can make a shlishi for truma. What about hatomi milmalon? Let's say the zav is on top of the stone, the hator milmatan, and the tor, the man is underneath it. So it's like the man is holding up the zav. So again, he has called the tumas masa of a man, and therefore metamish nem apois lechod. He also has like din of an avatumo, and he makes two, and then he makes truma into one. Perish. Let's say the man goes off, then metam, he's only like a rishon letuma, then metam lechod, you're going to make one more a sheni letuma. But the sheni can make a shlishi for truma. Now, oichlin v'yamashkin hamishka v'yamoshav v'yamadov milmalon. That's any one of these things is on top of the zav. Now, hamadov means any kli that's not fit to be a mishka v'yamoshav. So, mitam mishnayim, like the first part of the Mishnah, anything that's on top of the zav has luck like an avatumba. Therefore, again, it can make a rishon and a sheni. Upoiselech, and it can only make the truma a shlishi. Perishut. Let's say they go off it. Then the man is only rishon letuma. So now we could only make one more shein letuma. Or place lemechon and shein can make a shlishi for truma. Habaha mishka v'ha moishav milmaton. What's going to be if the mishka of the bed is underneath the zav? Then it has like an avatuma, and therefore metam shnayim can make a rishon and a rishon can make a sheni. Or place lemechon and it can make a truma shlishi. Perishu. Let's say the zav goes off the bed. Then metam shnayim. Hey, the Mishka B'Moshev is still like an Avatumah, even after the Zav goes off it. That's the Chiddush here. That Mishka B'Moshev, the bed that the Zav slept on, has looked like an Avatumah. And therefore, even after the Zav goes off it, still, Mitamim Shnayim, it can make a Rishon and a Sheni, or Poisonechim, it can make a Shlishi for Truma. If any one of these things, whereas these things are not a Mishka B'Moshev, if they're only underneath the Zav, their Torah, there's no Din Tumah. We're talking about again where the Zav is not touching these things. There's a mechitz in between them. It's only that the Zav is on top of these things. Therefore, they remain Tohirim. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Mifnei Shomer, because it was said that kol hanoisei v'nisei agabi mishkov, anything that's carrying up the mishkov of the Zav, or else that the mishkov is holding you up, is tor. If you're not touching the mishkov, you're tor. Chutz min odim. Only by nodim is al tumo of noisei v'nisei by a mishkov. Now, kol ha-noisei v'nisko agave nevela. If somebody is holding up a nevela, dead animal, or else the animal is holding you up, and again, you're not touching it, tor, there's no din tumas maso on a nevela. Chutz min ha-meset, only if you're moving it. If you're moving the nevela, then you become tummy. Rebbe Lezer says, af ha-noisei, it means even if you're carrying the nevela, you only tummy if you also move it. Kol ha-noisei v'nisko agave mace. Anytime you're on top of a mace, or a mace is on top of you, as long as you're not touching the mace, tor, you still remain tor. Chutz min amal, only if you're under the same oil, the same tent, the same roof as the mace. The yodam is man shumeshet, and a person, when he moves the mace, then he becomes tomei. Mishnah Dalet, miksas tomei ala tor. If part of the zav is like holding up the person that's tor, or else miksas tor ala tomei, only a part of the person that's tor is like holding up the tomei, whereas chubure tomei ala tor, if the person that's tomei, only part of his things is b'mechaber is touching the tor, whereas v'chebure tor ala tomei, if only part of the person that's tor is touching the person that's tomei. By the loch here of zav, all these, even the mixas is tomei. You only have to have roiv by mishka v'moshev, but not by maga with the zav. If Shimon Omer mixas tomei ala tor tomei, if part of the tomei is touching the tor, is holding up the tor, then tak is tomei. But the mixas tor ala tomei tor, if part of the Torah is holding up the Tomei, then he holds its Torah. However, we do not pass him like Reb Shimon. Mishnah Hei, Ha Tomei Al Miksas HaMishkov. If the Tomei, the Zav, rove of the Zav is only on a part of this Mishkov of the bed, or else Vi Ha Tor Al Miksas HaMishkov, rove of the person that's Torah is now sitting on only a mi'at, the small part of the mishkav of the bed, is tamei. The mekabel tuma, or else the zav is matama. As long as roiv of the person is on this bed, even though it's only on a mi'at, the part of the bed, still it's mekabel tuma. What about the opposite way? Miksas tamei al hamishkav. Only a part of the zav is lying on this bed, even though the part of him is on roiv of the bed. Or else the miksas tor al hamishkav. Only a part of the man that's tor is lying on this bed. Then tor. For the loch of mishkav ha'moishav, you have to be roiv. Roiv of the person has to be on the bed. Nimtzeis, it comes out though that tumas nechnefes loy v'yoytzes memenu b'miyutai. That as far as the bed goes, even though the zav was only on a mi at the part of the bed, the tumah goes in. And if the tor was only on a part of the bed, also the tumah goes out, as long as roiv of the person was on the bed. V'chein kikah shel truma. Some say nagros the word v'chein, but the kikah shel truma shul nosa nagabi mishkov. If a kikar of truma, a bread of truma, was put on top of this bed that has tumas mishkav, a zav was on it already, but v'haniyar ben tayim, you have like a mechitz, even a small piece of, or a sheet, a small piece of paper is in between them. In other words, the bread is not actually touching the bed. Bein milmala, bein milmaten tor, whether it's on top or underneath the bed, whether it's like on top or holding it up, in both cases it's tor. V'chein v'yevena menugas tor, the same thing, you have a stone that has tumas negoyim on it, has the same halacha, but only if you touch it. If there's a mechitzah, even a piece of paper, it's not makabel tumah. However, Rabbi Shimon metama bazer. Rabbi Shimon says no. It's tumah he holds even on the gas has luck like tumas hameis, but it has a tumas oil. That's Rabbi Shimon shita. In other words, since like the kikur is mile on top of the yevin, therefore it has a din of a tumah. It's tumah. All right, we'll stop here in this tape. We'll continue on in the next tape.